You know, when life just happens, yes, it's happening for all of us. There is so much going on in the world. Today's podcast episode is straight up a little love note from my heart to yours. I hope it's just a moment for you to pause, to breathe, to think, to pray, whatever it is that you're going to do after you hear just these brief words that I'm going to leave you with today. I hope this lands for you and meets you exactly where you are and what you maybe needed to hear today. And my most sincere hope is that we can come together, continue to love each other, continue to show up with hope every single day. But yeah, there's been some crazy stuff happening in the last week, and it's got me thinking about a few things, and I just wanted to share that with you today. So let's get to today's Thrive Thursday episode. Welcome to the Thrive With Me podcast. Imagine waking up each day truly excited about how you show up as a wife, mother, and ambitious woman, feeling clarity and confidence in how you design a life that you love and define success on your own terms. Hey, I'm your host, Natasha Bell, and this podcast is for the modern, ambitious woman ready to rise in health, community, and faith in her calling while having a lot of fun. Each week, two new episodes, and they are here to inspire you to dream a little bigger and to propel you forward in the life you are creating. We are choosing vibrant whole health over burnout and overwhelm, a powerful mindset, building a strong spiritual foundation, and doing it with the best community of women who are here to cheer you on. And we are going to learn so much together from impactful interviews with women just like you who are building families, careers, and legacies. It's my mission to cheer you on, see you win, and magnify the voices and gifts of women in our community. Let's go. Hey there, friend. Okay. Well, maybe this isn't the best way to open a podcast, but generally I sit down here and, you know, I've got weeks of ideas mapped out of things I want to say to you. And the podcast has been such a fun way to really share again what's on my heart, things that are coming up in my life, things that, you know, behind the scenes, things that I'm seeing, people I'm working with, conversations that we're having. And then a lot changed in the last week. And so today's podcast episode, it's nothing flashy or fancy. And I don't even know if you'd say this is like a really great podcast episode, but it is 100% from the heart. And I had a friend of mine have a really scary health scare last week. I feel really grateful that she's okay. But I got to spend some time with her the other day. And so all of those plans that I had, I threw out the window of what we're going to talk about today. And to be honest, usually this goes out, if you are listening and catching this in somewhat real time, it usually goes out first thing in the morning before you wake up. And then we're off to the races. I schedule it in. I usually have things kind of booked out at least a week in advance, like a couple of podcast episodes at a time. And then ideally I'd have about 2 weeks worth, just because life happens, obviously, right? Things with family and career and all that stuff happen. But everything that I had planned, I just completely shelved. And I was kind of sitting with it today, wondering what I was going to put out. And it's like now the evening, and I don't want to be putting out a podcast just because I say I put one out and I have to do it, you know, that sort of thing, because it's never the energy that I'd want this to be. But where I've been wrestling in my heart is, I believe, where a lot of us probably sit from time to time. Well, I know we do, because we're human and we're having this human experience. And I'm sure you can hear in my voice, not my normal, like, peppy, you know, genuinely peppy. Like, I'm genuinely very excited about so many things, and there's always so many things on the go. But after I heard about my friend's health scare, you know, I mean, we all have these things. I know, like, so many people are in the thick of things right now. I don't know if you're hearing, obviously, there's a lot going on in the world. Even just energetically, like, I'm definitely not an expert in the realm of, like, astrology and, you know, this whole solar eclipse and just the energies and frequencies of the earth and, you know, our entire collective growing and expanding. And I really believe there are so many people going through so many things. So just perspective, you know, when something scary or hard happens, we can't be unaffected by it. And I welcome the humanness of this everyday life, even the hard. And I was so scared. Like, this is a very new friend of mine over the last, you know, year and a bit. And like you, if you get a call or you find out something really terrible has happened, or it's like everything shifts, right? Your perspective, the lens on what you currently were looking at as hard changes. And so when I was able to sit with her the other day, I mean, she's still healing, nothing. It's not, you know, there's a journey here of healing. And she is a healer. And I just, you know, even though I'm not going to name her, I just, you know, if I could just ask for a prayer for her, because she has been light to so many people and is light to so many people, just sending love and light her way for healing. But here's the thing. When we boil it all down, and this is what I've been sitting with as a mom and a wife and a entrepreneur, just in the decisions and ways that I spent my time over the last week. Do you ever sit there and just ask yourself, like, what is this all for? You know, why? Why this? Why? Not why me, not like the victim card necessarily. I mean, and you're allowed to do that too. I'm not saying you can't do that. But what I've taken and extracted from the last week is life is to be lived, you know, and this is me talking to me. I take things too seriously, you know, and I get so excited about so many things, and not that that's bad. But when you look that in a moment, things can shift so quickly and things can be taken from you, people can be taken from you. Let's focus on the things that really matter. You know, let's have that perspective. It is so easy to get caught up in the distractions. And we are constantly in a state of distraction, if we are being honest with ourselves. Like right now, even as you're listening to this podcast, what are you doing? Are you like scrolling? Are you being pulled in a million different directions? And again, no shame, but there's constantly things and people like grabbing and grasping for our attention. And when we boil it all down, and I'm sure you've heard me say this before, I'm somewhat fascinated by the stories and the reflections of people that are on their deathbed, actually, because I'm like, really, can't we take so much from that? Because what really matters? Friendships, relationships, loving other people, finding joy in the every, you know, moment that is possible to do that in, because none of us know when it's our time. And this is certainly not a place from fear. I don't say this being like being so afraid that, you know, we don't know when our time is, but I really say this with the most love and compassion, that it has really affected how I'm looking at my life and spending my time. And sometimes we need these wake-up calls, right? Especially when we're on the hamster wheel of life. We get so caught up in the day-to-day and the busyness and where we got to be and what we got to do next. And, you know, and I think, again, even as somebody who's really excited about goals and dreams and creating impact and income and all these things, it's like it's so easy to get caught up in the stuff that doesn't matter. So for today, Thrive Thursday, I'm sending you all the Thrive vibes, just so you know. I do that every time before I sit down. I sit and say a little prayer before I get started and kind of open my mouth. Sometimes I don't know exactly what's going to come out. But I'm like sitting with a blank canvas on my Word document and being like, you know what? I guess whatever comes out, I just hope it serves you in some way. And I hope it's not this, you know, traumatic thing that needs to happen for you to have your eyes open to the beauty around you, the blessings surrounding you, the good. And yes, we all have hard and bad days and all those things. And that's okay. That's us being human, going through the process. But without relationships and love and our health, what else matters? Not a whole lot. You know, sometimes the stuff that we get so distracted in, at the end of the day, at the end of our lives, we're not going to look back and even think about this stuff. Not even close. So I guess what I hope you take from this is a little perspective shift, you know, soak in the mundane. There's a podcast episode on that, like finding magic in the mundane. If you're in this motherhood journey and, you know, the day-to-day things that sometimes we can, you know, so overlook, you know, hugging a friend or your child or your partner, telling somebody that you love them. You know, none of us know what life holds, and there is hard, and there's so much going on in the world and around us. And I'm sure you don't have to look far, whether you're going through something yourself, sorry, or people around you are working through a lot as well too. I mean, I'm just wrapping you all in so much love and light, and I hope you'll do the same thing for my friend, and for her continued healing. And I just, you know, again, actually, at real time, we're heading into Easter weekend. It's a long weekend. So much to reflect on a weekend like this, a sacred weekend like this. And I just hope this lands for you in some way, or gives you that perspective shift that maybe you were really desiring, or maybe, you know, you're feeling like you're on the hamster wheel and you don't know how to get off. Just pause and breathe and reflect. And just remind yourself of the good stuff, even in the hard. And I think for us, I mean, I had this conversation even with my husband. I'm like, it's shifting how I'm thinking about what I'm saying yes to in the coming weeks, what I prioritize with my time, how I continue to pour into my health. Like, I mean, that's something I always do, but like just rooting a little deeper. And yes, there's certainly things that we can't always control. I get that. I totally get that. But I will work towards the inputs of what I can, you know, rooting in even a little deeper to my faith and loving on my kids and soaking in those moments as well too, and getting outside, hanging out with people that are really special to me, that I just am so blessed to call family and friends. And I kind of hope that's what that does for you as well too. So when life gives you the hard, you know, surround yourself with people that love you. There's so many people that love you. And sometimes you realize that, especially when you're going through hard stuff too, right? The people, sometimes it weeds out the people that maybe aren't your people or aren't the closest, and brings you so much closer to people that really love you so dearly. So, okay, I don't want to keep rambling on, but from the heart, a slight perspective shift, right? In a moment, things can change. And for the good, and sometimes in a hard way. But I do believe there's beauty in the journey of that. And as humans, we're so connected in so many different ways, and there's so much beauty in that. So I am just sending you all of the love, and I hope you have a beautiful long weekend. Thank you always for being here. I'm so grateful for this podcast and what's to come. And a big shout out to everyone in my community at Her Collab Co. We have been having so much fun over there in person and online. And I really invite you that if you are searching for like-minded community and people who really do want to cheer you on and see you win in life, that's what we're building there. There's so many brilliant opportunities to come and hang out with us in person in St. Mary's, Ontario, or in our online virtual hub. And we actually just gave our community a little upgrade. It looks a little different, feels a little different, and makes it so much easier to engage and have conversations and ask questions and all this stuff. We're going to have some fun challenges going on. So there's lots of stuff happening over there. You can find all those details in the show notes. But until next time, I hope you have a beautiful long weekend. Thanks for being here. I hope this provides just a gentle little perspective shift and just reminding us what's most important. And I will catch you back here next week. Take care, friend. Thanks for being here, and I hope you loved today's episode. The next step is to take action on what landed for you. And it would mean the world to me if you could take 1 minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, come say hey on Instagram, or send this episode to a friend. I'm cheering for you as you take your health, life, and career to the next level.